The question was asked in the concept of tshuva, especially towards Yom Kippur. We have until Yom Kippur technically supposed to get our act together. Are we really supposed to cover everything that we're doing wrong? Because maybe we're not yet ready to take on everything right now. So the example you gave is a person eats non-kosher and he watches movies, and maybe he doesn't make Kriya Shema on time, and maybe he doesn't have them three times a day. So he's ready to take on eating kosher. He's ready to take on keeping Shabbos. He's not yet ready to daven three times a day, for sure not with a minion. He's not yet ready to leave the movies. So does that mean he should be written in the book of death because he's not yet ready for all that? So we have a rule. The Gemara says, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba Bitrunya Im Briyotav. The Ribbono Shel doesn't make unfair claims of us. That means the Ribbono Shel expects us to take a step forward. You can't change your whole life overnight. People come to Machon Meir, sometimes they say, you know, Rabbi, I started keeping kosher, I started keeping Shabbos, and now I'm going to quit smoking. And I always say, don't quit smoking. They say, why not? I say, because you can't change so much at one shot. Start keeping Shabbos, start keeping kosher, you see that works, it's not hard on you, you're okay with it, it's not pressuring you, you enjoy it, you've held on to it for a year. Okay, then you can think about quitting smoking. But if you're going to quit smoking, you're going to be all fidgety because where's my next cigarette? Wait a second, I didn't have a cigarette yet. Now I have to keep Shabbos and I can't answer my cell phone and I can't even go to any restaurant without checking the hechsher. Wait, what's going on here? Eventually, a person can't handle any of it. So we make an order. What's important to me? So a student comes and tells me one year, Rabbi, I'm new to all of this and it's very hard for me. And when I get up in the morning and I think I have to wash Negavasser and I have to go to Minyan and I have to be at Minyan this long and I have to focus on all those prayers, all Shemona Esrei that's so long and Kriya Shema and Shachrit, and I can't do all that. Forget Mincha Maariv, I can't do that. So I said to him, fine, can we make a deal? Can you do something simple? You get up and wash your hands and then you put on your tefillin, you make a blessing on that, and then you make a blessing on learning Torah. And after you've made the blessing of unlearning Torah, you say the first pasuk of Shema and take off your tefillin. Can you do that? It'll take you all of 3 minutes. I said, yeah, that I could do. That'll be fun. Okay, start with that. But what's the logic? Because Birchas HaTorah is biblical. And within Birchas HaTorah, you have a request. You say, V'harev Nashem, please make the Torah sweet. So you've just fulfilled your biblical commandment to daven. And the first pasuk of Kriya Shema is biblical. And putting on tefillin is biblical. So you just did four biblical mitzvot. You didn't yet fulfill your rabbinic mitzvah to daven Shmoneh Esrei. You didn't do your rabbinic commandment to say Birkot HaShachar or Psukei DeZimra. Okay, fine. But you got to step one and you're comfortable with it. Do that for 2 months. Let's talk in 2 months. By the end of 2 months, he's already saying, no, I say all of Shema. I say, good, because at the end of the last parsha Shema, you have another biblical mitzvah. Remembering that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. If you would have asked me, the next step would be to add that. First pasuk, last pasuk. Ani Hashem sheyotzeiti etchem me'eretz Mitzrayim. Now you got in your biblical mitzvot of Shachrit. You ready to move forward? Okay, let's move forward. If you build gradually, then so long as you keep growing. The problem is when a person says, oh, I'm good, this is what I'm going to do the rest of my life. Get up in the morning, wash my hands, say Kriya Shema, and put on tefillin. On, off, 3 minutes, great, I'm a kosher Jew. Gotta keep growing. But I can grow at a normal pace. It's true that the time of yeshiva is very conducive to growth. It's easier. You're not running out to get a job. You're not running to buy groceries. You don't have to cook your food. You don't have to wash your dishes. Everything's taken care of for you. So technically, you can grow at a quicker pace because you're in a great environment. You're studying it. And everyone around you is doing it. So it's easier. But still, a person has to grow at a pace. And the Ribbono Shel Olam does not expect us to turn over our whole life overnight. And on the contrary, if a person will take on too much, then it won't work. And then it's his fault because he took on too much too fast. The key is slow and steady. And this is where it's important to work with a Rebbe who could hear you, understand where you're holding, and help you figure out how to choose your next step so you don't take too big a step. The major mistake people make is they take too big a step. And this isn't only Chozrim B'Tshuva. The Stipler has a famous letter which he wrote for yeshiva students in Bnei Brak, and he said what destroys people's learning is that they take on stringencies and then they can't handle them, and then when they can't handle the stringency, they can't handle the mitzvah altogether, and suddenly the mitzvah goes out the window together with the stringency. You lost, you didn't gain. So hold off, don't take on the stringency, keep the mitzvah, grow gradually. You don't have to run up to, just because this concept exists doesn't mean it's right for me right now. So the answer to the question is that every person has to grow within where they're holding, or as Rav Dessler describes it, there's nekudas abchira. Rav Dessler says we all have a range within which we have free will. We have a range. I can't decide today that tomorrow I will review all of Shas. I can't. The decision is worthless. I can't review all of Shas tomorrow. I can't. Maybe there are people who could. If not tomorrow, then within the next 20 days, there are people who could review all of Shas. I can't. So it's not in my range of Bchira. I can choose to prepare for it. I can choose other things. That's not in my range. On the other hand, when I'm sitting here, I don't have a tremendous urge not to steal from you, nor to buy non-kosher food. That's not in my range of Bchira either, because there are things that don't tempt me. That's not my. I have my temptations. So there's a range. Every person has their range. Within that range, we have to grow. Hopefully, as we grow, the range moves up. There are things that are no longer temptation. They become second nature. And I work my way up. So within our range, we have to grow a little. Right? We have to move, take a step forward. We don't have to conquer the whole world today. On the contrary, Rav Shach used to say, Rav Shach was the Rosh Yeshiva of Panovich, and Rav Shach used to say, every person knows that there's a whole laundry list of things we should really clean in ourselves. Don't take the hard ones. Rav Shach used to say, take the easy ones and grow over there. You'll move along your laundry list as you go ahead. So no, Hashem doesn't expect us to fix everything right now. It's not possible, and it wouldn't be productive. Okay?